Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday, Election Day 2022 edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Boy, what a day this is going to be, folks. What a day. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country. And believe me when I tell you, it's a great day in the neighborhood to be an American, because we're broadcasting to great radio stations across the country, around the world, via the satellite and the internet. And hello, Maria. Hello, Maria. Because she's out there, too. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and our firefighters, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch, we want to thank them for keeping America moving along, and our over-the-road truck drivers, certainly, our bulk mail haulers, certainly, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon.com warehouse people and our Amazon.com drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Parler the same way. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. All as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. All one word. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us out there in California, where I'm assuming it's 95 degrees in the shade, but we'll find out in a minute, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let's get going here with the pledge. Are you ready, my friend?
Absolutely.
All right.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start with a little spiel here, since it is Election Day. So, are you ready?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, folks, here we are, Election Day 2022, and the choices before us are real. Now, for the past 2 years, we've had the House, the Senate, the presidency controlled by one party, the Democrats, and now how's that working out for us? And we've all seen and felt the fruits of that. Not pretty. Now, control of both houses of Congress is now at stake. The contrast of worldviews and policy agendas separating the Democrats from the Republicans has never been more stark. And in saying that, moral issues are on the table. Religious liberty is on the table. Decades of high inflation and financial issues are on the table. In fact, they alone dominate the cycle. But the protection of liberty, religious liberty, is also part of the equation. I'm speaking about the classic defense of liberty, the vital importance of free associations, and the necessary alignment of human government with human nature. Now, many of you have already voted. For the rest of you, let me ask you to do your part and make sure you get out and vote today. Don't let the hot nature of our tense public debate prevent you from being faithful with your vote. Your vote is your voice, and it's your stewardship. So please vote today, ladies and gentlemen. Please vote today. Your country needs you. Thank you. Comment?
Well, very well said, Captain. Of course, that's right. Your country does need you, and it is time to go vote, and it's time to bring about that red wave that we've been hearing so much about and try to start getting things back on track here.
Right. You're absolutely right. And the other thing is, when you talk and you look at everything we're going to be looking at today, we are going to get into some of the races specifically. Again, we're going to be talking about Kevin McCarthy and his contract, or I'm sorry, commitment with America. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I had a lot of questions about that yesterday, Kyle.
I can imagine, yes.
And we've got to talk about the nemesis. It's still hurricane season down here in Florida, and we got one coming right at us. It'll be a Category 1 hurricane. Right now it's a subtropical storm called Nicole, and it will be reaching Florida sometime Wednesday into Thursday, and I will be telling everybody more about that because we will have to be on our A game once again because this is going to be a big flood maker. And if you're in a low-lying area, I don't need to tell you what that means for Florida. You need to get the sandbags out or head for higher ground now. Don't wait.
Exactly. Just as we saw with the previous hurricane that came through, and almost anything can happen. It can change course and so forth. So if you're anywhere near it, you got to be ready.
That is true. That is true. That is so, so true. All right. Well, Kyle, hang on to everything there. I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning, election day. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, Mr. Kyle, as a matter of fact, I will take it right away. Thank you very much, my friend. And we'll get right back to Kyle after I tell you this segment is brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. You heard me talk about it. I personally have been using the product for over 8 years, and I use it because it works. Now, it's pretty simple. If the product works, I'm going to tell you it works. If it doesn't, you're not going to hear me talking about it. That's my reputation and my name out there on something. And I've taken it. I've done exactly to what it says, the way to take it. And the swelling that I've had in my legs, it keeps it under control. Sometimes it stops it altogether, which is even better. And it certainly stops the pain that I have and the discomfort. And that's even better. So the reason it does that is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And what makes it even better is it will go straight to the source of the pain. Now, it'll also do this. If you got a pain, let's say, in your ankle, and a pain in your knee, a pain in your elbow, it'll keep going. It won't just stay in one concentrated area. It'll keep going and take care of all those areas, which is really amazing how it does that. But I get it. It's because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your problems that you have. Now, the way you do that is you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, give it a shot, All you got to lose is pain. It works for me. It'll certainly work for you. And, of course, Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And that's what I said, and it's absolutely correct. All right, Mr. Kyle, let's go back to the drawing board here. Now, I didn't really mention a lot about the weather, and I need to clue people in on what's going on here. We have a subtropical storm, which is currently a tropical storm, but it will be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it passes the Bahamas and comes towards Florida. Now, hurricane conditions and a dangerous storm surge are expected in portions of the northwestern Bahamas beginning tonight, where a hurricane warning is now in effect. Hurricane conditions are possible across portions of the coast of southeast and east central Florida beginning late Wednesday, where a hurricane watch is in effect. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected in the tropical storm warning areas in Florida and Georgia beginning early Wednesday. Now, a dangerous storm surge is expected along much of the east coast of Florida and portions of coastal Georgia, where a storm surge warning is now in effect. Now, the storm surge will be accompanied by large and damaging waves. Residents in the warning area should listen to advice given by local officials, and if they tell you to leave, leave. Now, do not focus on the exact track of Nicole, since it's expected to be a large storm with hazards extending well to the north of the center outside of the forecast cone. And these hazards are likely to affect most of the Florida Peninsula and portions of the southeastern United States over the next several days as it works its way up the East Coast. Now, Nicole will produce heavy rainfall by Wednesday night and Thursday across the Florida Peninsula. Flash and urban flooding will, in fact, be possible with river risings along portions of the St. Johns River, and that's never good because that's the middle of the state. That's the Orlando area, and this storm is going to cut right across the area and then make a right turn and go back up the East Coast.
That's what it appears to be right now, Captain, and you're right with these different warnings and so forth. You have to pay very close attention to what especially local authorities are telling you and so forth and heed their warnings.
Okay, now, Donald Trump promises a November 15th announcement on his 2024 election and when he's going to run for president, and we expect to hear about that on November the 15th. He's pretty much telegraphed that now to the world, so we'll see how that works out. In the meantime, yesterday you had Joe Biden and you had Donald Trump making their final midterm pitch. Donald Trump had a rally last night up in Ohio, I believe it was. Is that right?
Yeah, Vandalia, I believe.
Vandalia.
Yeah, Vandalia.
Vandalia. Well, you listen to you. Vandalia. I can tell you're from Ohio, but anyway.
Apologies to Ohioans.
Yeah, they'll stone you at daylight, rather. Now, President Joe Biden, just like his predecessor, Donald Trump, we're hitting the campaign trail hard Monday evening for the final push before the midterm elections. Biden stumped for Democratic gubernatorial nominee Wes Moore in Maryland, which represents one of the Democrats' best chances at flipping a governor's seat from Republican to Democrat. Meanwhile, Trump is hitting, of course, at launching his 2024 presidential run. I told you what he just said. November the 15th in Florida, he'll make the announcement. Now, Biden's low approval numbers have plagued Democrats, limiting his effectiveness as a surrogate. He's largely focused on trying to juice the turnout in the blue strongholds, and even that has been a chore.
Well, it certainly has, because I think they're trying to fight a losing battle here. And to some degree, it's almost kind of going through the motions only because they have to go out and campaign for the midterms. They have to make their, quote, closing arguments and so forth. But they know as well as everybody else who's watching these polls, these many different polls that all seem to be kind of indicating the same kind of thing. So we're going to get through November the 8th,
Then we're going to see what the lay of the land is in terms of the amount of the red wave.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA. And you.
Thank you, Frank.
There's Frank.
Wow.
I'll mention something else, too, Captain, and that is, as we're watching some of this video that I think you can see at the same time here, President Trump in Ohio at
right.
the rally, you notice the Trump plane is right behind him as it had been during the 2016 campaign.
That's right.
Well, of course, the big Trump plane, his personal jet, went through a lot of upgrades recently. It did some safety trials and so forth just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And we were talking about that could have also been an indicator that they're getting this plane ready to crisscross the country, not maybe just for the midterms, but maybe for something else, of course, because over the last, while he was president, of course, he wasn't using the Trump plane. He was using the Air Force One. So this is, you know, I think all leading to that kind of announcement. Now, the impact of that announcement and where that puts us in terms of looking at the overall coming up presidential election, I don't know. Do you think it sort of puts the Democrats on the spot regarding Biden and what they're really going to do if Biden's really going to run or not?
Well, Biden wants to run. He wants to run. He's making every excuse for being there. But what's going to kill it for him is going to be the number of seats that they're going to lose by. The House of Representatives, they're going to just get dumped on. They're going to lose at least 30 seats in the House, maybe 40, and there's a strong possibility it could be 50, based on what all the projections are at the moment. Now, low is 30, high is 50. That's what I'm seeing. And one person yesterday even went out and said, well, it could be 60 seats. Well, I don't know about that. That would be if everything worked perfectly, and I don't see that happening.
Well, it will be significant no matter what, and we'll get a better idea here, of course, when the
right.
votes are coming in. But one of the things, though, too, Captain, is that I think there was a poll the other day showing that that I think it was Democrats or just in general, people didn't want to see Biden or Kamala Harris.
No.
running for president. So so the Democrats have a real problem to deal with in terms of what they're going to do for 2024.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about whose names have been mentioned now for possibly coming out of the woodwork. There's another similar situation to Barack Obama coming out of the situation, if you will, out of Pennsylvania.
Shapiro, I
yep.
think?
Shapiro, yep.
Yeah.
And he is running for governor, and he's being already talked about as being a possible presidential candidate. We'll see. We'll see. Now, in the meantime, we got to go to break, so we're going to go to break. Pardon me. When we come back, did you know that the DOJ is going to monitor voting in 24 states? In the meantime, we're going to see lawyers from the GOP out in 19 states. It's going to get interesting. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice will deploy election monitors to dozens of states for Tuesday's midterm elections. Personnel from the DOJ's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's offices will monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws. A huge lottery jackpot could make someone the next billionaire.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion. This after no one won the top prize in Saturday's drawing. There were numerous smaller prize-winning tickets sold in multiple states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Huge crowds gathered in downtown Houston for today's parade honoring the World Series champion Houston Astros. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Of course, he is the inventor of MyPillow, and he's definitely back on his A-game. He's got a whole bunch of new products, and you can find out what they are and how much you're going to save by going to his website, MyPillow.com, and then while you're there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. That'll take you right to the page using the promo code CAPTAIN, because that's what you need to get into the page. That will get you to the page, in the page. And then you can see all the insanely low prices that are in there. Now, I'll give you an example. He's got his beautiful eight-piece towel set, which has traditionally gone for $89.98. Right now, it's $39.98. He's reintroducing it because it's brand new, the six-piece towel set. And what you get is you get two bath towels, two big bath towels, big enough to go around me, no problem. Two hand towels, big hand towels. Two washcloths, typically retailing the set for $89.98. But for a limited time, you get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now remember, all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And all you got to do is call 800-641-5459 for more details. Now again, you can check them out by going to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the code CAPTAIN to get into the page. And then, happy shopping. And while you're there, don't forget to check out MyStore.com. MyStore.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The U.S. Department of Justice workers plan to monitor voting on November the 8th in 24 states, the agency announced on Monday. Now, workers will watch voters in Alaska, Florida, Pennsylvania, and 21 other states to ensure compliance with federal laws, according to the DOJ. Now, the monitoring will comply with federal voting laws, including the Voting Rights Act, according to the agency. They go on to say that since the law passed in 1965, the Civil Rights Division has regularly monitored elections in the field in jurisdictions around the country to protect the rights of voters. Now, the Civil Rights Division will also take complaints from the public nationwide regarding possible violations of the federal voting rights laws through its call center. Again, the Civil Rights Division enforces the federal voting rights law that protects the rights of all citizens to access the ballot.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, I guess, Captain, it's best if the DOJ does this instead of, wasn't there an MSNBC host recently who called on European countries to come over to
Correct.
The United States to monitor our elections?
Correct.
It's more, they know that it's not going their way at this point, at least according to the polls, and this is where you hear a lot of this kind of stuff. But you're right, they've got 24 different states. They're also going to be monitoring in states where they feel that they're going to be where you have these most anticipated races, where things could happen and so forth. But come Wednesday morning, to a great degree, we might find that there's going to be some challenges to whatever happens on Tuesday night. And of course, it's great. People should be able to go to the ballot box without any encumbrance. But Captain, I'll just bring this up briefly. I think Stacey Abrams in Georgia is still sort of talking about voter suppression, that some of this is all happening, even though a record number of people have already voted, in early voting in Georgia. But that's just because she has only the one product to sell. That product is called voter suppression.
That's also called loser. She is a loser. She's going to lose again. Now, other laws that the workers want to enforce are the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Voting Act, Absentee Voting Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act, the Civil Rights Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, voters and workers will also be watching to make sure that criminal statutes that prohibit voter intimidation and voter suppression are not being violated. And in at least one county, Cole County, in Missouri, they told the feds, we don't want to see you, don't come in here. And guess what? They aren't going to.
Very interesting indeed. And, of course, other states include places even like Rhode Island.
Yep.
Also, of course, in Texas.
Oh, Rhode Island is notorious for voter fraud.
Right, and also in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, and then Minnesota, especially in Minneapolis, for example. So it's going to be all over the place, and up in Ron Edwards' country, Detroit is going to have the monitors as well.
Yes, they are. And we also know that there's going to be some 38 Republican lawyers out there, 19 states working as teams. They're going to have other lawyers standing by, ready to go as well. And if anything happens, there'll be people responding from literally everywhere.
Well, that's right. It's just going to be part of the quote-unquote the game now.
Plus,
the game's intensified, yeah.
Plus, we have a record number of poll watchers now at these polls today.
Well, exactly right, and that's because obviously of things that went on and very strange activities and so forth in the last general election, and so hopefully having more poll watchers, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually going to be a good thing, because the American people have to have some kind of trust that there's integrity to the elections. Otherwise, and we're going to see a lot of Democrats, Captain, suddenly become election deniers overnight. But here's the catch. They're not going to be called that they're attacking our democracy by various and sundry politicians and commentators.
Well, to round out where these people are going to be, because instead of the states we told you about, Florida being one of them, they're also going to be in Alaska, in Arizona, in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan. They'll be in North Carolina. They'll be in New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah, so some 24 states, many of these major cities and different counties all across the country.
Yep. Now, we do know that our GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy in California, came out and said the first thing Republicans plan to do is to propose a new border security bill to stop the illegals from coming across the border at will.
Well, and they're going to propose it, and they're going to, I think, have a lot to say about it. They're going to communicate a lot of this to the American people.
Well,
Joe Biden will never sign it.
The best part, well, I don't care if he signs it or not, he can get overruled. Remember now, if they get enough people in Congress,
they can override
the veto. You bet they can. And here's the other thing.
Right.
And here's the other thing. Those 87,000 IRS agents.
Right.
They could all be kept on a payroll, but they could all be transferred to Customs and Border Patrol, you know, the CBP, and they could all be working the border because that's what I'm hearing is going to happen to those guys and gals.
Well, that's
not that they're going to want to, not that they're going to want to do it, but hey, if you want a job, here's where you're going.
That's right. We have to make sure illegal aliens pay their taxes. I'm just joking, but it's certainly what it points up, Captain. Of course, is that there's a lot of things that we can do in order to begin to enhance our border security
right.
very very quickly, which is exactly what we need to be doing.
Right, and I think it'll all work out pretty good because again, this is Kevin McCarthy and company talking about doing all of this, and I'm in. I'm all in. I think it's about time that we got our head out of the clouds and did what we needed to do to stop all this stuff.
Well, and of course, the border problem is part and parcel what the Democrat Party elite believe to be a political plus for them because of the destabilizing nature of having an open border, which really no other country on planet Earth has. And it's not about trying to keep away the huddled masses and send me you're tired, you're poor, and you're hungry. It's about national security at this point.
All right. Here comes the music. We'll be right back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. It's all about America here on this program. Frank Silvato is going to take us to break.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Stephen Stills. Now, this was before the Crosby and Young group. He did this one by himself, Kyle.
Yeah, that's Stephen Stills, and that's still, you know, that brings back a lot of memories of that particular time period.
Oh, you're
that's
telling sure. me. You're telling me. Bring it on. That was good time Charlie right there. All right. Well, we got to get to the weather because we got plenty to talk about. First of all, the National Hurricane Center continues to monitor and recall, which is expected to approach the east coast of Florida late Wednesday. Hazards include dangerous storm surge, tropical storm and hurricane conditions, and heavy rain and flooding are expected to impact parts of Florida and the southeastern United States. Meanwhile, a powerful storm will slam California on Tuesday, today, with rain, flooding, and mountain snow. Now, there's also snow out in front of it that found its way pretty much up I-15 all the way to the Canadian border.
Well, that's right, Captain. In fact, we got snow. If you're interested in snow, we're selling snow tonight.
We'll give it away free.
That's exactly right. Right now on the active radar, we've got a band of snow that's starting in the central part of Nevada. It's going to go up I-80 past Elko. It's going to go all the way through southern Idaho, through Twin Falls, Idaho Falls, make its way up through Montana, through Bozeman, and on up towards Glasgow, which is up near U.S. Highway 2, by the way, as you head towards the Canadian border. It's basically a band of snow that's heading across the country there. So if you're in those areas, you're definitely going to have snow coming across the road. We'll get to some of the other radar here in just a moment, but let's take a look real quickly at some of our mountain passes. We got Donner Pass right now in California on I-80 coming out of Nevada. It's 28 degrees. It's reading light snow right now. Up in Idaho on 4th of July Pass, it looks like we got some visibility issues that are going on there right now, so you want to be aware of that. Snow Squamy looks like it's got maybe some wet pavement, but nothing falling out of the sky right now. Just overcast in that area right now. So do be careful. Back to some of the what's happening in terms of the rain and the snow and the sleet. If you're in Northern California right now, coming down Interstate 5 near Redding, you definitely have rain coming across the road. You got snow over towards the east of that. You definitely have rain through San Francisco area, Santa Rosa, all the way up the coast through Eureka, up towards Crescent City, and then a little bit up into southern Oregon. But, Captain, you mentioned about the storm that's going to come into Southern California. That's where I'm at, and yes, we're expecting it. We're expecting at least a couple of inches of rain. That's going to deposit a lot of snow in the local mountains. But the worry, of course, are the burn scars, where you could get a lot of mud flow and flooding and so forth. So there have been already some evacuations as a result of that. But rounding everything out, we do have winter storm warnings going all the way through I-15 in Utah, all the way from north to south, all the way through Utah, and again up through Idaho and parts of western Wyoming tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, well, we're going to start with North Dakota. North Dakota got a winter storm watch all the way across I-90, all the way over to Minnesota. And then out in front of that Minnesota, we got some high winds whipping across up north to the Twin Cities and then up towards the Canadian border. The winter storm watch continues coming out of Rapid City on 94 all the way across over to Wisconsin and the lower part of Minnesota as well. And then going on down to Oklahoma, down into Texas, right around Midland, Texas. You got an area of fog down there, heavy fog tonight, so that's going to present a problem if you're going that way. And then over to the East Coast, here we go. Way up in Maine, the far northern tip to the east up there in the Quebec border, you've got a winter storm watch. You've got gale warnings for the Nova Scotia waters, right down along Maine, right down around Cape Cod, right down to Long Island. Then it picks up when you get down into Virginia, right around Norfolk, and gale warnings there on down to South Carolina. Actually, it's North Carolina, down around Wilmington. And then from Wilmington south
all the way down to the bottom of Florida, the tip of Florida, you have got a hurricane warning posted with the winds and the waves and the water. It's just going to batter all day long. Florida is in the worst of it right at the moment because that's where the storm is going to come in and come across Florida and then make a right turn and go right up the East Coast. Hopefully that's what it does. We don't need to have it hanging around here any more than what it's going to. But that's what the weather looks like right there. It is not going to be a great day for dog, cats, humans, or whatnot if you're down in South Florida. So, Leo, if you're listening, get your skateboard out and your life raft and your Mae West life jacket and get ready.
That's exactly right, Leo.
You realize he's going nuts right now.
I can imagine.
He's going, what? What? It's going to rain? What? What do you mean? No, he probably already knows. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he probably does, and certainly here we go. And as you mentioned earlier, Captain, it may be getting towards the end of the season technically, but a hurricane's a hurricane, and it can do a lot of damage.
Boy, can it. Boy, can it. So, again, and I don't wish any bad weather on Leo. We like to pick on Leo a little bit, but he has to make his money delivering, and that's what he does is he delivers with his car. And if the weather gets bad, he's out there in that bad weather trucking along.
Well, we'll tell Leo what we tell a lot of the listeners, Captain, and that is if you see a lot of water in the road, turn around and go back the other way. Don't try to go through it.
We do say that, don't we?
That's right. A little word of advice to Leo, but Leo, be careful out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to be reading about you, Leo, so there you go. But to our friends down, to our friends down in Miami, we understand you're going to have some bad weather. There's no way out. No way out. It's there, and it's going to be there for a couple of days anyway until Thursday, and then it's going to start to move rapidly out of Florida and up the East Coast. So there you go. It is what it is. Let me see who's chiming in here. We got somebody sending us messages. It's Richard. It's 49 and cloudy where he's at. No, thank you. He's saying vote early.
That's right. Vote early. That's right. And
well, how about this? Vote early and vote often.
Vote early, vote often. And don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center, pilotflyingj.com.
Yada, yada, yada. All right, folks. Kyle and I will be right back with more right after these messages that are coming right up here. So don't go nowhere, no how. Lots more in store for you on the Radio. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.